Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, welcome back, episode 8. We are the DMV boys here once again without the V.
Yeah, what's going on? It's
here to take you on a ride.
On a ride. The Flavor Town.
You know the fucking vibes.
Yeah. So it is the 8th episode. We got this far.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting a little better. You know, we finally recording. I'm peeking again.
Still peeking.
Recording directly into the camera. I mean, into the computer. Yo, because I was fancy with the computer, with the camera shit. But fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good old Friday episode. Don't know what the fuck's going to be about. What we going to be talking about? Shit. And things like that, because it's an uncensored podcast. If you are listening in for the first time, I do not know why my audio sounds like this.
Sounds like what?
It sounds kind of like I'm far away.
Like you're nasally?
Kinda. Yeah, like I can't hear myself.
I kind of hear it.
Is this better?
Hear you just fine.
No, can you hear me? Can you hear me a little clearly now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't on kind of like on your level, where because
his levels to this shit.
It's levels to the shit. It's levels. To the shit. All right, so what you want to talk about again? Because Tuesday, I don't know what that was about. Because I bet you don't remember. I don't remember what the hell we was talking about.
I don't remember anything we talked
about. Oh, it was the Christmas Eve episode. Oh,
how
was
your that shit. I remember.
How was your Christmas?
No, it was good. Me, personally, I just got money.
Right.
And a few gift cards. Which I'm very thankful for. And then my daughter got like mad shit. It's mad shit to where I don't have the space for. Or whatever I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of shit that I don't know where to put. So, I don't know. I'll figure it out over the weekend. But,
Well, it was a good, like, overall, it was a decent Christmas?
Yeah, we went, I was at my mom's house the majority of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, family, you know, just cool.
Shit.
Oh, excuse me.
Christmas was, I was here most of the day, and I actually was asleep, because, Dawn, she said she wasn't feeling well, her mom wasn't feeling well, so I guess they just stayed home, and then... You know, I wasn't feeling well either, so I was like, I was going to stay here, you know. And then Dawn hit me up, like, hey, I guess she was making dinner or whatever. And
yeah.
I fell asleep. And I woke up, like, at 5 something, and then she's like...
Did you ever fall asleep by accident? You're like, oh, fuck, I done wasted half my day.
I was actually trying to rest for a little bit, because I was already like, yo, let me just wait, rest a little bit. I mean, I've been doing a lot since I woke up, and then... All I remember is, like, she calling me and is like, where are you at? I'm like, oh, shit. What time is it? I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a few minutes. She was going to make the cookies and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we did that, I guess.
He's going to leave him out for Santa.
Huh?
I said, y'all is going to leave him out for Santa.
Like I said last episode, Santa's Claus does not exist. It was made up.
Spoiler alert.
It was made by the white man. Or obviously, it was made by a white man because he's white. Yeah. I think a lot of things that are white, like if like that character is white, like more of a holiday wise, it was created by a white person.
Okay.
That's not being racist at all. Who thought about the Easter Bunny? Most likely a white person.
I'm not a rabbit. It's like, you know.
Yeah, because let's go get that rat. Like, let's go hunt for eggs and the Easter rabbit.
Yeah, rabbits don't even lay eggs.
Exactly. So, like, where? It's a lot of, like.
That's really. Why is it eggs? Really?
Look, you're asking the wrong person.
I am. I don't know who to ask.
I have no clue.
I don't even know who to ask.
Yeah, so since I'm doing all this stuff on the computer, I keep realizing I had, like, stuff queued up after I add the audio in from the camera. Really? I got, like, music for the ad reads and stuff like that all in one. So This is actually pretty cool because I get to record directly into the cam, to the computer. No more lag. Seems like I got to do like 5 extra steps because I re-recorded the ad for the Anchor joint, and that took a long time. I had to delete the previous videos that were on the camera and then re-record, then export it to the camera, and then I messed up, and then I had to redo the thing 3 different times, and I'm like,
oh no, I would have said fuck that.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, that's why I'm glad I found a little cord for this audio box.
Yeah.
It was in my closet the whole time. And it kind of pissed me off. Because I was going to ask you for yours, and I could use it. I was like, let me just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give it to you.
Nah, it's cool. It's all good, my guy. It's all good.
Yes, sir.
Shit, what else is there to talk about?
I don't know. I'm at the point to where, you know, I was going to say, like, you know, we just ask each other very almost impossible, awkward questions.
Mm-hmm.
And like we have to answer it.
But sometimes when we do those, it brings up a conversation like a second ago.
Yeah, you know, my questions are like nuts. Yeah. So it's like,
I'm like, looking if I started off like, hey, how was your Christmas? You know, we had that little conversation.
These are the type of questions that could like get us like in trouble.
For real?
I'm not necessarily, is that? But, not that kind of trouble.
I'm gonna say kind
of
like
I ain't know just like you know, and like I heard what you said. I relationship wise, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, you know.
Like I heard what you said.
Like,
on
I heard
the
what you said on your little podcast. Why I gotta be little? My girls always do that.
Exactly.
I heard you talking on your little PlayStation. Like, bitch, it should cost $400. Put some respect on it.
Put some respect on the name. Put some respect on it. Respect, respect. Shit, so. Fuck, you haven't seen it. Yeah, so I went to go see Rise of Skywalker, and I forgot to tell y'all. I don't know, I kind of feel like y'all was attacking me a little bit. You know, when I said, yo, I went to go see Skywalker.
And we was joking.
I know, that shit kind of made me feel like a little weird. I'm like, damn. I should have been like, yo, I want to go see the movie.
I mean, I would have went, but I mean, we were just joking, though.
Yeah, know? But yeah, I saw it over the weekend, and it was actually, compared to what everybody was saying, it's a really good movie. You know, it's some moments that me want to cry a little bit, which is weird because I
emotional wise.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people are like, yo, I'm a hard nigga. I don't cry in no damn Star Wars, but then again, you're seeing a Star Wars film. So if you're a true nigga and you say, you know, kind of like showing who you really are right there. But
did they show Luke in the movie at all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Force ghosts and all. That's really lit. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kind of makes it where I wish they had the same technology back in 77 or 83, to be honest. When the Force Ghost for Ben Kenobi was on, like he just you know was sitting around, he sat on a log, but it was everything going on, and it's like yo, technology has improved from 77 to now for the Star Wars films, and you know this is the final Star Wars, it's the final Skywalker saga film, and to be honest, from an audience perspective, it did well. It did really well.
Yeah.
But from a critic's perspective, not my critique of the film, but for everybody else, they're talking about, well, it was too fast paced. It was never a slow moment. It's like every single time something happened, it was like, this is happening. I'm like, what do you expect? It's a movie based off, they're trying to push all this in 2 hours. And again, you think that everybody's going to be flying in space or whatever, and then you're going to have somebody talk, just walking. Like, this is not the prequels. Nobody's going to be, like, seeing two people just walk down a fucking hallway for 2 to 20 minutes talking about, like, yeah, the Jedi Order. And it's not like that. No.
Yeah.
I want to see action. And that's what a lot of people were saying that was kind of slowing the movie down because it was just too much action. But that's stupid. What you going to see a science fiction film and you want to see action? Like, where?
Yeah.
where did everybody start like feeling like movies now? You got to sit there and watch drama happen, or you got to watch dialogue. Like the dialogue is in the action. If you can't pay attention to it, that's your own problem.
No? I'm talking like 5 seconds. Hold on.
What the fuck was that?
This to where it won't snag on my leg. Right, there we go. That's good.
Gotcha.
So basically, basically, people's complaints were the action. The pacing.
The pacing, because also they're trying to push all this nostalgia in it, which makes sense. It's the last Skywalker saga film, and this is supposed to be Leia's film, because first one, The Force Awakens, was Han Solo's film. So the second one was Luke Skywalker's film.
That's debatable.
No, it is.
I know.
And the third one is Leia's film. But it was kind of difficult to do the storyline that they wanted to do, because since Carrie Fisher died, you know, before they started filming this one. But they kind of had the show. They didn't really give a decent explanation on like what the hell happened in The Force Awakens, in The Last Jedi, which I don't want to spoil, but it's just like, how does she have the Force when it was never kind of explained in the canon storyline that she has the Force? But then they kind of explained it in The Rise of Skywalker that she has the Force, and she was trained years and years ago.
By who?
Like, by Luke, what the fuck was it called? Damn. Episode 6, basically.
So, well, it makes sense that she would have it based on her father. And that whole thing.
But there was no...
But, like, you know, hold on. I was going to get to that. Yeah. I would have liked for that to be kind of, like, explained more rather than, like, you know, like, out of nowhere. Yeah. But, you know.
No, but it was decently explained in the movie. I mean, it was detailedly explained. I can't speak. Yeah. Oh, jeez. But
Technically, everyone has the Force. Technically, I mean, in the sense of like, from my understanding, the Force is like a life force kind of thing.
Yeah, but
it's like everyone has it, but not everyone can like utilize it as like, you know, like Anakin or like, you know, just like all them other characters.
Yeah, you know,
that's how I look at it. But
yeah, this thing with like Finn and everything, like you said, that, you know, the Force made
it. He has the Force?
No, he doesn't have the Force. Uh-huh. It's just like half the things that's happening in his life was like because of the Force. Because all this stuff's going on is because
did they finally give him something to do?
Look. Do you really think
I'm gonna take that as a no?
Do you really think they're doing anything in these movies? No, they're just trying to.
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Any Star Wars films, like, you know, like these the other characters, you really think they're actually doing something? Because every time I'm watching it, I barely see any like progression at all. Like,
I know what I'm saying.
They get caught, then they try.
Did they give? No. Like, did they give his character like?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I was throwing a little shade because. Let's be honest. The last Jedi, he didn't really do shit.
No, it's still the whole. He didn't really do nothing. It's still the whole thing that, you know, Finn can't say how he feels about Rey.
It's one of those
again, and it was throughout the whole film. And I don't want to. All right, here's nothing really happened. Okay.
Yeah, so he likes her,
Yeah, but nothing really happened. But then once you see the final.
So he want them Force cheeks.
Yeah, but when. But once you see the final scene, you'd be like, so what the fuck is going on? Like, it's a lot of things that happen in the film.
Has he tell her at the end of the movie?
No.
Oh, that's not too much of a spoiler.
No, it's not. No.
Because that don't really matter to me.
It's kind of, it's not even implied. It's just like, it's never explained. So I'm trying to figure out.
Is there a reason that he never explained it?
No.
Has anybody in the movie died? You don't got to tell me who. It's just,
people die, obviously. Because
usually, I mean, like, out of the people who are, like, shown the most,
One person. Besides, you know, Besides Leia, who obviously was dying anyway, but
that's what she died in the movie.
Yeah, because they had to
in this movie.
Yeah, they had to basically. I mean, that's
they
not
didn't a, have to.
They don't have any more. They didn't want to. J.J. Abrams didn't want to do that whole thing like they did in Rogue One, where they reanimated a whole fucking character, and you know how the and you can't somehow.
That's how did they show her in the movie?
It was rotoscope or photoscope or something like that. The same thing they did back in '77 with the original one, where they basically whatever you have on screen is you can fill it with something.
Did they die? Did they die? Did she die like in the beginning or the middle or the end?
And
oh really?
Yeah, they really kept. They used that on the footage that they had from deleted scenes and stuff like that, and you know repurposing footage and stuff like that and audio and just reworked it in. It worked. You know, you don't notice. You know, you notice in the beginning of the film. You also see it in the trailers as well that you can see it, there's a stand-in and her face is just copied on. But that's better than just, you know, creating a whole 3D version of it. And then also there's another scene where they use footage from 83, and you know they just photoscoped that on another character. You know it looks CG, but it doesn't, which I don't get. But it was a lot of things they did good, decent in this film.
Did Luke Skywalker have any action scenes, even though he's a Force Ghost?
No.
That sucks. That's really annoying.
I mean, you got to remember that this film is for Ben Solo and Rey.
Fuck them. I'm here for Luke and Luke only.
What?
What? You cannot sit here and tell me that every single person here is for Luke. I mean, isn't here for Luke but the new characters. No.
I mean, you gotta have some hope alive for it. I mean, no. For the other characters.
Yeah, niggas are here for Luke. And Luke only. I said no action scenes at all. It sucks because I feel like they kind of fucked him up in the last movie. Because he didn't really do nothing.
Excuse me.
I guess Luke Skywalker.
I think if J.J. Abrams directed...
if you wanted to kill him, cool, fine. Yeah, I would have been upset. But cool, but... You didn't...
They didn't want to... They was trying to eliminate focusing it on the main... Everybody was trying to focus it on them. They want to be able to focus it on the secondary.
They're the ones people care about.
I get it. That's what they care about, you know, Luke, Han, and Leia, but. And Chewie, obviously. He's obviously in every single one of them, but. This is for another generation.
And look how that turned out.
Chewie's still there, so it didn't make a difference.
I'm just saying that.
But look, at the end of the day, they brought back Lando. I don't give a fuck.
No. I don't really give a fuck about that either.
Whoa.
I'm just keeping a buck. Back to Luke real quick, though. If you're going to kill Luke Skywalker, who was like super OP, my bad, mm-hmm. who was like super OP, he's like super powerful.
Right.
Everyone knows that. If you're going to kill him, cool, fine. But you didn't have him like go out in like a epic way. I guess Luke Skywalker.
I mean, he kind of did.
No, he did not.
But in The Last Jedi.
He was a hologram. And then they cut to him on the island, and then the nigga just evaporates. I mean, Luke Skywalker.
You still got to think he kind of went out like a G. He saved everybody, technically.
No, he did not.
Because he made his nephew look like a bitch.
How did he even die, though? I'm confused. It's like...
All right, it's the same thing how...
I try to explain. It's the same, how did he die? Try to explain this to me.
All right, this is not a obviously. Fuck. It's the same thing. How same thing that happened to Leia, right? He used his last bit of his power to show themselves like a hologram or try to reach out to somebody, and then I guess in that one moment, dead. I don't get it.
Luke Skywalker should be powerful enough to where that. Couldn't kill him.
But he's powerful as a Force Ghost than being a regular person.
Luke Skywalker.
But you got to remember, he's still a Force Ghost. It doesn't make a difference if he's dead. He still is pretty much powerful as a Force Ghost if they really tried to do a lot in this movie, which they didn't. They wanted to focus more on... Fuck.
No.
Oh, fuck.
I'm saying...
I had a break.
I'm saying, like, in the comics and it...
But you gotta remember,
is he an animated stuff?
You gotta remember though, it's everything that's happening in this canon storyline. You could, because you gotta remember that the stuff that's happening in the comic books or whatever, it doesn't apply what's going on here.
Yeah. Some of it does, is what I'm saying.
Some of it does, but they,
some of it is canon, and those stories, Luke is, he's like a god,
right?
He is. Assuming to tell me that he can't handle like a hologram. Yeah, that did not.
I mean, he grabbed something.
That did not take all of Luke Skywalker's power.
I mean, he grabbed something, and then after that, he fucking lifted.
That would only make sense if he was getting into action, like before then, or like, and then he's like fatigued,
right?
Yeah, but he wasn't doing shit the whole movie, and then that's what kills him.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
I know, but that's the thing. If the Last Jedi was directed by J.J. Abrams, that I think it would have done better. If J.J. Abrams directed all three of the fucking trilogy, I mean all three of the sequels, the middle one, he would have had created a decent detailed story. Hold on, before I even keep talking, I want to make sure that he wasn't involved at all in the Last Jedi.
I wanted Luke to go out like the god he is. And Mark Hamill ain't even like that shit.
No, he didn't. He did not like it at all. Hold on. Who written? See, that's the problem. Ryan Johnston, whatever the hell his name is.
You mean Ryan Johnson?
I don't give a fuck about his name. He ruined The Last Jedi, all right?
No, he did. That's my only point. I'm not mad that he died. I expected it.
Yeah, JJ was not.
But I just thought that he would have went out like the god he is. Like I wanted like heavy like oceans, like about to like come or whatever, like F up everything. That he's like, I'm here. Or then like he like stops like the whole like ocean or some shit, and then like everyone evacuates.
Yeah.
Oh, then like he just like drowns and shit after everyone leaves. He's like, he saved the day like that or some shit. It wasn't even that.
No.
Fucking hologram. Like the hologram was putting in work, but like, you cannot tell me that somebody that powerful, like at that point, I would say that he was stronger than Anakin.
Okay.
At Anakin's peak, at that point, yeah, Luke was stronger than him. I could be wrong. This is my opinion, though. Yeah, I don't think that would have killed Anakin. And if that's the case, that's not killing Luke. A hologram? Like I said before, if he was, like, already like fatigued, like from, like, you know, like, having, like, a fight or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he wasn't fatigued from shit.
Right, I just...
He didn't do anything the whole movie. And then the only time you see him in, like, action, or you actually, like, think it's, like, him or whatever, it's a hologram. And then... Yeah, and then, like, your explanation was that, was that, like, he used the last of his energy. How? He didn't, that would not take up all of Luke's energy.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, that's how they kind of explained it and what's going on in the last, in the Rise of Skywalker.
They explained it in this one?
No.
What happened to Luke?
No, it happened to Leia. Because if that happened to her... Even though they had to somehow try to show that she dying or whatever, because Carrie Fisher's dead, makes sense. It has to be the same thing applied to Luke, because like
Luke's stronger than Leia.
I know.
By 100 times over.
But you got to understand though, he still died at the end of the film, and there's no explanation to it.
I know it's the way he died.
Yeah, no, but
I'm not mad that he died.
No, but there's no explanation. Hold on. You are on the podcast, Dawn.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, shit. Your volume is way too high.
Sorry to interrupt your podcast.
Is she able to hear me, too?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can she hear me clearly?
Can you hear us clearly?
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Through the microphone?
Yes.
Holy shit. That is lit.
There's levels to this.
So, what's up?
Wait, is Vince there?
No.
No.
Oh.
We are the DMV boys here once again without the V.
That's just DM weird. Boys.
The M.
DM boys.
The DM. Hit a slide of your DMs. Oh, shit.
Anyway, I actually forgot why I was calling, but there was a reason. I'm sorry. There was a definite reason. Oh, I'm hungry.
Okay, then make some food.
I threw out the food in our refrigerator.
Shame.
What?
Shaking my neck.
Shame, 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 shame.
Brother, buy me some food.
I have no comeback. I don't got anything petty to say. Gosh, I'm tired.
Gorsh.
Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted your podcast.
No, it's okay. I thought
you should know that your fiance is starving.
Okay.
She's resorted to eating Twizzlers that have no stick at all. Zero. None.
Okay. Hey, what do you mean that they don't have no stick?
They don't stick to my belly, so...
Oh, that's what you mean.
But it's like eating nothing.
Right.
You have any bread at your house?
What?
I said, do you have any bread?
No.
Damn. Mm. It was my plan C.
Well. Shit. I guess I'll hit you up in a few, figure it out. I mean, I'm hungry as well, but I was just gonna eat air.
You mean she puts on airs?
Indeed.
That's just fancy. If you want to be fancy, just hold your pinky up like this. Higher. There you go.
Walmart and get me some steakums.
You some what?
Steakums?
What's that mean? Mm-hmm. I said, what's that mean? I mean, what is that? It's like a snack or a food?
Steak. Like, you know,
it's frozen cheese steak that you fry up at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I have plenty of cheese. I just need steak and bread.
Is that a pause? Nah, it's not.
Nah.
I'll let it slide.
All right, well, you get some steakums a little in a few.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess I'm just debating on how, like, if I should keep this audio in or not.
It might as well. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
We know the time we could get.
Oh, wow. We're already at 28 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like we would talk for like at least like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, I will call you.
Don't forget the little mini breads.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll send you a picture.
Yeah. All right. Adios.
Deuces.
Bye.
And that was a special guest. Yay.
Clap, clap, clap. Slap, slap, slap.
Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap. Clap. All right. With that being said, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back after the ads because we're sellouts. Today's episode has been brought to you by Audible. Blah, 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 blah. Audible is an audiobook service that has audiobooks. And if you want a 30-day free trial of Audible and two free audiobooks by using our little link, audibletrial.com/Fouavo. That's FOUAVO. You'll get audiobooks. Check them out, because why wouldn't, you know, whatever.
yo, we are back. That commercial break was sponsored by Pornhub.
Just again with this?
I go to pornhub.com/Fouavo, FOUAVO, and get 50% off of all Volley Reed videos.
Jeez. Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. This is the other half of the podcast where you never know what happens. That's the one thing I like about like doing this.
We usually go left after the break. It's like I noticed that.
You're the one from last episode. I don't know what was going on. I was just playing around with the soundboard and the mixer.
Yeah,
I didn't really. We
just do shit.
That episode is my second highest cussing video, where I cuss like too much.
Heavy episode is my highest.
Like, man, I don't give a fuck.
This nigga.
And then I did that little.
That counts as like 11 cuss words. It goes in the echo.
Yeah,
that counts.
And then I was like, then I did this. If anybody has that 95 Impala, please move it. We're trying to bring a truck through. It's full of live fish, because this is a seafood place. All right, move. And that was about it.
This nigga.
So, this is the last Friday of 20. I'm uploading this on the Saturday, but this is the last Saturday of 2020.
That 2019. Really dark for some reason, even though it's not.
Yeah, it's the last Friday. When we're recording this on a Friday, and also if I upload it Friday, and most likely y'all listen to this on Saturday, but it's the last Friday and the last Saturday of 2019, and that is pretty much dark. It's like if somebody told you, like, yo, it's got to be the last time you see me until, like, next year. And then I hate people who say that. And I'm like, bro, I'm going to see you in a few days. How about that stupid fucking jokes and shit? People are like, oh, God, it's going to take it. I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, those uppity-uppity preppy-ass jokes. Those preppy-ass jokes. I'll see you next year. Get the fuck out of my face. Seriously. But, 2020 is, it's coming up. It's almost here, man. It's crazy. Like, 2021 is going to be a crazy year. It's not going to be crazy. It's just going to be a lot going on that's good. And I know for 2020 is going to be I'm preparing all the money and all, like, the shit for the wedding and whatever. And it's going to be... Yeah. 2020 is going to be that year where it's like a lot going on. Yeah. And
are you looking forward? Oh shit, my fault.
No, that's cool.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am.
Fuck, I keep hitting on my. That's what's up, though.
Mike hits. It's Mike Hits. It's Mr. Mike Hits. Mike Hits DJ Mix 1995. And
this guy is crazy.
1995. 95 Divine, though, you know. 18.
No more locked doors.
What? Thank you. No more locked doors.
You're going to ruin my dickies.
What?
You never seen Next Friday?
You know what's funny? I don't remember the movie at all.
Really?
Nah. I guess we can do that for the review podcast on Tuesday.
This nigga.
Yo, I think we might just do the review shit on Tuesdays. I think it'd be better.
Fuck with it.
And then this podcast would be like just random shit.
I fuck with it.
You know? Because we about to try to make some moves for Fuavo. I'm trying to see. Well, you got any moves coming up for your shit? You know that tape?
Like in general?
When that tape's supposed to drop?
April 29th.
Oh, shit. Wait, is it when's John's birthday? The 29th? Or I know it's like April something.
It's definitely in April, but I'm not sure.
You know, it'd be funny. It'd be April 29th.
That's crazy.
You got any shit about him? Or you don't want to say?
I don't know yet.
You don't? You haven't finished writing?
Nah.
Damn.
How I do...
Oh, by the way, that wasn't a diss to Jordan at all. I'm just curious, you know?
How I do Uncensored is just... I don't plan anything. I just... I find a beat I fuck with, and then I write to it. Right. And then... I just say what I feel, and then, like, eventually, like, 18 songs are done, and then boom.
Right.
That's it. So, I don't know who I'm talking... Well, I have an idea on who I'm talking about, and, like, stuff like... Excuse me, and stuff like that. It's just... I just don't know when. I don't know, like, I don't know, like, how passionate I'm going to be. It's just, I don't know.
You know what would be cool you should do? At least one, like, when you know that you got one done, put it, release it first on the podcast.
Nah. I'm not doing it.
Like, well, no, I remember you.
I'm not doing it how
I remember you hit me up the, I think it was like a few weeks ago, you asking about making a video. Like, was that for, like, you or somebody else?
I'm not. It was for my cousin's boyfriend. It was a guy that asked.
I told you. I told him, like, yo,
yeah,
if you need something, like,
yeah,
just let me know. I mean,
I'm gonna just give him.
I mean, this week, I'm
gonna just give him your Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, this upcoming week, I can't do jack.
Because I don't be handing out people's numbers.
So. Right. Even though I ain't got no working numbers.
Oh yeah, true.
I'm broke. Broke things. Broke things.
Oh, but yeah, that's. That's why I'm at with Uncensored. I don't know who I'm talking. Well, I know who I plan to talk about.
But just from alone, just from the shit that happened in 2019 alone, I can just expect a lot of things that I know you might talk about that I know of already.
What's?
I don't want to go into it, but I'm just saying
stuff with
everything. You. No, just everything that you might know that you've seen or whatever.
Do you know what it is?
No, I'm just saying. I can assume that might be some.
I misunderstood.
Might be some decent shit.
Yeah, I'm going back to 2014.
2014.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm going back.
But that's way back.
And that because I retired like a while ago.
The fuck was happening? Are you going from 2014 to now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
I got time.
That is not safe. That's not safe at all. That was a lot going on between 14 to now.
Sure was, and I remember everything. I remember everything. A lot of mental notes.
That is a little bit.
I let a lot of shit slide on purpose. Niggas like, you gonna let that? It's gonna be a time to where I return, and then everything's gonna be addressed.
Right. Holy shit! I just realized that I had everything set to like 50 minutes the last time, and I gotta move this end all the way up.
Yeah, I'm going way back.
Way back.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't say 2014. I'll probably say 2016, maybe.
2016 was boring. Yeah, I mean,
maybe 15.
In my case, 2016 was the end of 2016, early 2017 was like boring for me. Because it was like if I wrote a memoir, about my time from like, I got a good time period for like the past maybe. All right, if I wrote something for the past 10 years, right, from like say 2009 to 2019, that is a decent. It's a most likely be a screenplay because I don't like writing books, even though it's a contradiction because I can write screenplays, which are kind of like books, you know.
Yeah, technically.
A few lines per page, and you know, about a minute per page. So the only thing I could really do without getting like kind of pissed off at myself, I can write 29 pages. That's like 29 minutes. If I get to that 30th page, I'm like, what the fuck am I even doing? Am I going to continue this or I'm just going to leave it alone?
Right.
That's why I don't write. That's why I haven't never. That's why I haven't finished my fucking short film. I have not finished it. I have not finished writing, even though I'm still looking for actors. I have not.
When do you have to finish it by?
I don't. This is a side project for me. The thing I was doing.
Oh, like it's not for school?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I want to get it done. I want to start it so I can like have something. I want to start putting more things on my portfolio for the internet. So, I mean, that's what I want to try to do.
Yeah.
But I don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, man, get that shit done. Just, you know.
It was going to be for school, which I think I'm still doing. But then I changed my mind when I did a documentary thing. And again, I don't know when and what it's going to be about because I have not talked to any of y'all. Like, yo, so what are y'all, like, cool with talking about? Like, y'all interested, like, about anything? And I'm like,
speaking of documentaries, I planned on doing, like, an Uncensored 4, like, shit. Like a, what do you call it?
Documentary or?
Yeah, I guess you can call it that. But it's not like a doc. You know what I mean?
Are you trying to pull one of those Jay-Z's on Tidal?
What do you mean?
Like every time he's about to like leave some shit or talk about some shit, he always putting like video versions on Tidal.
I guess.
Yeah.
Or like, you know how like J. Cole, how he sometimes records like the process of like the album or whatever.
Oh, you just a documentary.
Oh, that is a documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I wanted to try to do one of those.
Shit.
I don't know.
I got the equipment, man.
Oh, you sure do.
I got the equipment. I mean, I got the time when I have the time every other week. Yo, especially after this week, after next week, I have time to do anything I fucking want for a whole month. Not a whole month. I still got work to do. I still get off of work at 4:30 every week.
Yeah.
But for 4.5 weeks, I don't got to do no operations. I don't got to do all the other shit where I got to work like crazy hours at the morning or the night, where I gotta do the weekend. I'm free every weekend. I'm happy, man. I've been overworked, bro. I'm happy.
Speaking of uncensored, I'm
why is my damn phone? I don't know.
I know, like, if you talk to me about my works,
yeah,
you'd probably know that Uncensored One is like my favorite thing that's like I've ever done, right?
Right.
And I pride that on being uncensored, but I still held back a little bit. Now that's like completely gone. I have zero like cap. Goes up.
No, I got it.
So, with that being said, like, I'm glad I lost certain friends, because...
Yeah, hold on. I'm just going to drink some soda real quick. You can keep talking.
Like, I'm glad I lost certain friends, because I knew that I was going to bring up some stuff, and I would have lost those friendships.
Right.
Or, like, I'm glad that I lost those anyways. So now, like, I don't got nothing to worry about. I could just go. I could say, like, whatever I want. And I don't got to worry about it. Like, okay, we might stop being friends. Because we're not friends anymore anyways.
True.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know. I'm excited. It's
be pretty,
I showed
decent.
You the cover, right?
I mean, I remember that one I made for you, but I seen the one that you made again.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the same thing, just that you have the actual picture of her.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that one. Like, how do you say that word?
I don't know what you're trying, I don't know which word you're trying to say.
Psychologically?
Yeah.
I say it right?
Psychologically. Yeah.
Yeah. I used her as the cover. Mm-hmm. And I'm dropping it on April 29th because, if she's the cover, that means she's attached to it. And I'm not going to put anything I don't put 100% in,
mm-hmm,
if she's attached. So right. That'll make me, F it up or whatever. And then, April 29th is when my grandfather died. Mm-hmm. So that'll also like motivate me. So like, with those two things, is like, that's enough to make me just like try my hardest.
Right.
Yes. So that's why I did that. The only person not excited for this is Janae, and she's just hating. It's like,
because like,
you liked all the other ones.
Because she
I don't want
to
hear
because
shit now.
She already knows you're trying to put some shit that obviously she don't want being talked about on her. Which you explained to her a few different times.
I've talked about her sister before.
Yeah, but...
And she was completely fine with it.
But was she involved in it the last time?
What do you mean?
Like, whatever was going on the last time.
Wait, was who involved?
Janae. Was she involved with...
She's always involved because that's her sister.
I don't understand, like, what's different between then and now. I guess we'll never know.
Like, I told you. I
guess we'll never know.
I told her, if you get an apology from your sister before I decide to write whatever song is hers, I won't do it.
Right.
Yeah, and then she said, how you know I'm not going to get an apology? Well, okay. How you know, like, nah, like, I'm not letting that slide. It's because you're too nice and naive. It's like, I'm not like that. How you know, like, I gotta be mad for the, I gotta be mad for you because you're not mad when you should be. I'm not even mad.
Right.
I'm just mad for her. And I just escalated because I'm already petty. And then, yeah, it's just, you know.
No, I definitely get it. I definitely get
like,
it.
That's the only person, like, who's, like, not excited for it. You know.
Well, once it's done, then everybody will know what's on it. I mean, hey, you don't even know what's on it at this point.
I don't. Nah. I'm not playing in shit.
From now to April, you never. So a lot can happen between that time.
I'm just trying to find the perfect intro. Like, I nailed it down to, like, two, like, instrumentals, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, I definitely get it, man. I definitely get it.
Like, I want like some hard, soft shit, pause. You know what I mean? It's like hard, like at the same time it's soft. That's another pause. But, you know, it's like, I can't really explain it. I just beat right here. It's like something like this I'm trying to find, but I just can't fucking find it. Hold on. I just be right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait till the beat drop. It's like. It might take a minute. Oh no, it's coming up. That's why my hustle resort. That's why I got a 4x4. I remember when I was low. I'm trapped in front of the stove. I fizzles on the police from handcuffs to rollies. These hoes didn't know a nigga. Now she claims he know me. I've been counting up the bag. Yeah, yeah. I get to load a bag. I'm fucking up yams. That's what I'm trying to find.
So
it's
like, that's what you want? Like that.
I just want that kind of like transition and something that resembles that beat.
So something that's like, something that's slow.
Yeah.
And then after that, just something hard, boom. Bum, 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 bum.
I might just do that instrumental. It's like, I guess I'll be in the mic. But like, yeah, like I might just do that instrumental. It's like, I got my at that point, you know.
Might as well. I mean, it sounds lit.
Yeah, it's like
shit.
But yeah, the man. intro gonna be crazy.
Yeah, man, that uncensored gonna be it's gonna be something different.
Yeah. Now you got a favorite like uncensored or like?
I mean, one is decent. Like it's decent.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I had it on my phone, but then I realized it wasn't. But then it is. But now
did
I can't
you hear
get two?
I mean, you've heard all of them at some point.
I didn't hear three before.
But you probably don't remember it.
I didn't hear three.
Oh, you had to have heard three.
I might have. I don't think I heard three.
It's on YouTube.
It is?
I still got access to it.
Oh. I heard two. I heard one. I never heard three.
Yeah. Have you heard... I Feel Famous?
Yeah. That's on three, right?
Yeah. Huh?
That's on three?
Nah. Yeah, I know it's like the name of a mixtape.
Oh. I think I did. I heard only one song in there, the one you did with... fuck, I keep blanking on his name again.
Akon?
Yeah.
A.K.A. Ray the Cypher.
Ray the Cypher.
I don't know if he changed his name or not, but...
I think that Made in America one. I actually fuck with that. I like that. I like the beat, but I like what was being said on it.
Like, I don't say this often. I feel like you rap better than me on that beat.
For real?
I don't say that often. It's,
Made in America. Dun, dun, dun. That shit was
nah, he killed that shit, though.
Yeah.
He did. It's, you know, I got sounded a little too angry on it. That's what it
a
was.
A little bit.
That's what distracted me from it.
Like, we just angry that day?
I probably.
Oh. No, but that's just sounding lit, though.
I was probably a little too passionate, but, you know.
still remember those days where you had that little, like that old ass fucking MacBook and an iMac.
Right.
Yo.
Right. That and shit. Then we recorded on the snowball. Yo. Some shit.
That shit was wild. Damn.
I couldn't mix for shit back then.
Shit, now niggas got MacBook Pros.
Right. That's nah, that's
yo, I went,
that's
I,
nostalgic.
Man, from my perspective, remember we was doing that shit with It's Otaku TV join? Yeah, I was like doing that shit on the 13-inch, at the 2013 MacBook Pro, recording at the library and shit. Now I got a fucking fancy ass camera. Right. Got all this set up. Got a 50-inch TV. Fuck what people say that I hate when people say like that I don't do as much and like I'm
you
late.
Specifically?
Yeah, some people are like, yo, you don't seem like you do much. I'm like, the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Like in what aspect? Like,
I don't know. I think it just applies to every how. Shit, I got
like how you.
Excuse me. I mean, it's not how I perceive myself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I may act like I'm lazy because, like, obviously, number one, I have a fucking walking problem because my leg is fucked up. But people be like, man,
bro, you little ting ting out here.
Little ting ting. Hey, my leg's fucked up. Hey, my leg fucked up. You good? No, but. No, I can't walk properly. I can't walk fast enough. And you know, some people think like I'm lazy, you know, but I'm not. But when I'm willing to work and when I'm willing to do whatever the fuck it takes to get that job done or whatever, I'm going to fucking do the work. I'm going to do it. And you see that in half of the things that I've been doing the past at least 2 years, or I say about a year and a half, because I've been, most stuff I have now would not be half the stuff I have now would not be possible without going to full sale. So the computer, I wouldn't have this computer if I didn't go to full sale. I wouldn't have this camera. I wouldn't have jack shit at this point.
I would have mine.
I can't even afford it. Like this.
I would have had my old one too.
Yeah, this right here, I like it, but it's a 2017. And I know for a fact, like, this was the highest one at the time.
I think mine's 2019.
They got a 16-inch one now. I can get it. Like, my screen could just be a little like, an inch bigger if I wanted to. But
I got 2019, I think.
For real? Oh, yeah, because you just started. But yeah. I started, like, the beginning of 2018, so.
It's been that long? Damn.
Yeah.
Time goes.
I've been here for a good minute, and I'm not even done the first semester.
Oh shit.
But now I got this camera and whatever, you know, I mean, but half of the other stuff I got now, I mean, I got my apartment, I got, you know, got all this shit. And people will see what I have, like, man, you got a nice TV, you got a couple Echoes, you got this. I'm like, yeah, it's not, shut the fuck up. And like, people will see what I have or hear what I'm talking about, and people think, man, you're just using all this money you got. I'm like, no, it's just that I waited long enough to get good deals because I'm that guy. I'm the guy who get the good deals. And
if there's a narrative in my house that like I'm rich and I don't like it, it's like, nah, like I just
like people think you just getting money or you just
I have a job. You know, that's all.
That's how people see when they don't have jobs.
And I mean, like they say it as like a fuck. They say it as like a joke or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like I can still kind of haggy because like nah, it's just fuck. And now like they see I have like AirPods and like two phones and like $400 headphones.
People,
on and, like,
but when you find here, but was most of the shit cheap when you bought it?
Not necessarily.
Did you buy that? Did you buy the AirPods out front or you bought it through the
installments?
Yes. That's what people think when like if you have certain things, people think.
Even if I didn't get any of this in like installments,
mm-hmm.
or like I bought it outright, I just have a job. That's it. Like just, you know, I relatively spend my money like wisely. Like I'm not rich. It's just I just have a job. That's it.
Yeah.
Like you know like. Like stuff isn't as expensive if you have a job.
Yeah, even people
like it is, don't get me wrong, but like it's not as expensive as if you didn't have a job and like, oh, like you wasn't making any money at all. It's like it's
yeah.
I just work. That's it.
Like in my case, like you see my TV, I got this on a deal. Most people be like, "Yo, man, how much money you just put on that?"
You got like for $200, right?
Yeah, I got it for $200, and the shit costs a grand. Like, not a gram. I'm overstepping it. Right. So it's like about a good $700.
I didn't realize it was a Westinghouse.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a Westinghouse. It's cheap as shit. You know, nobody buys a Westinghouse, and also it's a Roku TV. Yeah. I mean, that's no disrespect, because we both got Westinghouse.
Yeah, I mean, Roku. Yeah.
But nobody wants to buy that brand. That's why it was cheap.
And mine's isn't like a... I don't think it's a 4K. I guess obviously
it's a 10, 4K. It's a 1080p one.
Yeah.
So, but they had some other ones that were just 1080p for cheaper, and I'm like, it was for the same size.
You know why I don't like Westinghouse?
Why?
For one.
But you have an older one. Yeah, I have a newer one.
Well, the only reason is like, I was trying to control my TV with like Alexa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a way to do it. Like you go into settings on Alexa.
Do you have the Cube or do you have the Overcast?
I know the Fire Stick.
It's not going to work.
I know it's a way to do it without the Cube.
But it's not going to work though.
I know it's a way to do it. That's what I was about to explain. Yeah, yeah.
Has an IR blaster on it?
No. I'm going to get to that. Like you go to the Fire Stick. Act as headings or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then you activate HDMI CEC, whatever that whatever the initials.
You're just trying to turn it off and on.
Yeah, yeah. And then
what I was before you explain what I was thinking about, like how it can control your TV by saying what you want to do from your Alexa or whatever.
No.
But that's what you need to use the Cube or the Overcast, or you can do.
I got a
Harmony remote. I have a Harmony that connects to my other shit. That's why I bought that.
Oh, you bought a Harmony?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I just have the hub. I don't have the actual.
I thought about getting that, but I bought like an alternative thing. Yeah. Yeah, I was about to pay like $80 for it. But yeah,
I just bought the hub. I mean, it works. I mean,
I'd be like, but after that,
yeah.
Right, you go to the TV itself, then you activate that as well. So and I was like, okay, cool, bet. Westinghouse don't got that option.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's TVs that was made like 10 years ago that got that option. I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
So I ordered like what was the last thing I said? It was the...
You ordered like a...
that shit. I ordered a... It's like a universal... I can't even talk. It's a universal IR and a RF emote. And it works with like Alexa. Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck, my fault. Oh, it ain't hear it. Nah, so like, you know, like it works with almost anything, you know? So, I like it could control like the cable box and like all that shit. So, I had to order that, unfortunately. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah, but this one is just all through the Roku thing, technically. It's just all Roku.
I don't mind Roku.
This whole entire thing, this whole TV is just all Roku. So, I'm like...
Alexa's... Bit.
I have it called Echo.
Oh, okay. Mine's acts kind of weird sometimes. Like I you know how like EC Universe has like a app or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I try to say, "Hey, Alexa, play Harley Quinn on the DC Universe," or like whatever. And then it says, I'm sorry, I don't recognize that. The app is on like the Fire Stick.
So you it's a certain way you have to say it. It's either like play it on DC Universe. It's just the way you say certain words.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, but it's
just, how do I find out what I have to say exactly?
You just gotta do it's trial and error. Keep trying. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, but yeah, I mean, it gets the job done.
Excuse me. Yeah, but like I recently just bought a smart strip. Oh, like I told you that already.
Yeah.
So like I got that. I just had like a smart light strip that came in.
Yeah.
Like the actual, like the LED, like the one that goes on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it works with Alexa. So like I'm trying to be be like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in the routines. You know, fuck around.
Like, I'm trying to be that guy, you know.
Yeah, just fuck around with the routines and shit. It's all like making shit kind of cool. Because you, like, you can set where, like, if you can play this certain song and then the lights can change. And all that
yeah,
shit.
I do all that you can, already. So.
But you can make it, like, highly detailed. And yeah. then 10 seconds later, you know, turn the TV on. Tell the TV.
Yeah,
to
I do that.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, if you had,
I
like.
I do that with, like, my other.
Yeah, if it's like certain moments, like, hey, like, set the mood. Everything just go crazy. Right. Yo, right. Alexa be looking out for niggas.
Yeah. Are these like color lights? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
But the thing is, the only way they change, I got to say change bulb one or bulb two. And if I
you
decided,
didn't make it into a group?
If it is a group, but the group doesn't, the group does not work with lights.
Really?
No. It's a it pain should? In the ass. No.
Mine does.
It only works with the Genie app. It doesn't work directly through Alexa.
I know you gotta. Incorporate.
It is. It's inside of there. It does not work. It does not want to work.
Why does mine work then?
I don't know. It doesn't work as a collective. Which I'm like, fuck it. I mean, hey.
Yeah, because all I gotta say is like, Hayward, turn on the lights. Yeah. And then like.
It will turn on the lights, but then I would say, hey, I want you to turn the lights to this color. But they can't turn each light at the same time.
Mine does that?
I don't know why mine doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, I'll be like, Alexa, turn the lights like magenta or some shit.
Just realize you got the one in my...
Oh, shit. My fault.
Got the one
Alexa,
in my bedroom.
Alexa, turn off lights.
That's cool. You got the one in the bedroom. Keep forgetting, like, you can still hear.
Yeah, but mine works. Yeah. And let me show you what Yeah, let me make sure you did this. Cause I downloaded the
I can do everything through the Genie app. I mean, I brought over
everything is there.
Yeah, I brought everything over.
And then on the A-Word app, I did add devices, and then I got added the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even talk. And then it gave me the options of like the brand. Oh, like then I chose the brand. And then after that it just worked.
Yeah, I got them as living room lights, but
yeah, see?
That's the thing is I have bulb one and then bulb two, but then these are the ones that have options for changing the color within the app.
Are they all the same brand?
Yeah, they're both the same brand.
I mean, it shouldn't have to be anyway.
They're both the same brand, but like bulb one is also this. Bulb one and bulb two are the same thing. Yeah. But when I have them as a collective, it just living room lights and I could turn them on and off.
Yeah, yeah.
But then if I do bulb one, I could set the color to, let's say, crimson. It did not do a damn thing.
It should be able to let you.
But like, it keeps. But the thing
do
is,
it with your voice though.
That's yeah, it can. But for some reason, they keep getting unresponsive. Every time I want to say something, it's like they can't connect. They can't stay connected to my Wi-Fi. But then they keep retrying, and then randomly wants to start working.
Yeah.
But like, right, well, that's why I gave up because it just said it went offline. So.
Oh yeah.
It's a.
Oh,
it's
maybe
a pain.
That's why it won't work.
It's a pain. But
yeah, because it works with me. It's just yeah. I don't know.
I don't know, man. But all I do know is, it is the end of these good old Friday episode. Good conversations. Good talks. Real talks.
I'm pretty satisfied.
Yeah.
Satisfied with this one.
Real talks on 100% Random Podcast.
Real.
Oh shit, bruh.
This yeah. Nigga.
So, I'm not doing any spoilers. I think I'm done with doing that at the end of every single episode.
I got a spoiler.
You do?
Yeah.
From where? Cause like I watched like a few things that I can't spoil.
What's a recent?
Cause like the only thing I actually watched recently is just the Star Wars and the Mandalorian, kind of. I can't spoil.
I got a Mandalorian spoiler.
I mean, go ahead. I mean, I'm already caught up.
In the finale, Anakin shows up as a ghost.
Oh shit! That is completely true.
If it is, that's crazy.
Nah, but if it. You never know. I might have had like fucking. I went in the bathroom, came back. Maybe he could have came out on the screen or whatever. Pause.
I feel like he would have paused it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, see you on Tuesday. on the 100% Random podcast. Shit, I don't really know what else to say.
Yeah.
Remember to eat your vegetables.
Thanks for all the listeners.
Yeah, thanks for
eat
the listeners.
Eat your veggies.
Yeah, hold up.
Oh, eat your fruits.
For one thing, I do want to say real quick. I want to. Fuck me. Let me wait for this thing to reload. I do want to thank everybody who's like listening, because like, you know, we don't get a chance to share this shit around like every day, and you know, come just looking at the analytics and stuff on Anchor, sponsored by the way, like there's people from the United States listening in, obviously, because that's where we're from. Canada, Mexico, Australia, United Kingdom, Germany. Everybody seem like they're listening on Apple Podcasts, Hidden Leaf Village, you know, shit, the Fire Nation as well, everything, you know.
I fuck with the Fire. Hey, no, I don't. I thought about it. No, I don't.
we all really do appreciate you guys tuning in.
Big facts.
Here's one thing I would like you people to do, you people. That makes me feel
What do you
like
mean, you people?
I mean everybody who listens to the podcast. Okay. Go to the Anchor app, please.
Okay.
And from the public or the public site, it's go to anchor.fm/Fouavo. That's FOUAVO.
Okay.
To support the page. If you go to support, you can pay $1 a month, maybe $5 a month, $10 a month, and you'll get exclusive shit.
Is this how I'll get to it right here?
Huh?
I'm just acting like I'm one of the listeners, just, you know. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I don't know either. I mean,
hey, do I press this button right here?
Yeah, press the button.
Okay.
$4.99 a month. Do 10. but then it says creators get 13% more per dollar, which I don't get. So technically, if like there's a monthly contribution, we're not getting the full amount each month, which it mainly supports the podcast because we have to pay for ads some cases. And then if you support us, you basically, you know, helping us keep future episodes going because it costs money to do these sometimes. And if you want to put your own voice in the episode, press the message button. All you got to do is press the message button and then just send a voice record. That's it. Support us, motherfucker. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Because Die Hard is indeed a Christmas film. Whatever the fuck anybody says, it's a Christmas film. Every single week. A new movie. Anyway, that was it. I'm out of here. Peace.
Deuces. Yo. Welcome back to the 100 Random Percent Podcast.
A Fouavo Podcast.